listening to Get Sports Radio.
Number 45, Fantasy Lessons Learned. I am your host, Dan Claskins, coming at you here on December the 28th, 2017, right around 10:15 a.m. Eastern. It's Thursday, the final podcast of the season. And wow, can you believe it? We've gotten to week 17. Many of the fantasy championships already in the bags. We're going to sort of recap on that, reflect on the season that was, and definitely for those of you out there playing in Week 17, give you as much advice as we can. As always, you can subscribe to the podcast on Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and iTunes as well. And the home for it, GetSportsInfo.com. You want to go there, you can always get the latest podcast, all the podcasts for you, plus our blog, our rankings, tons of fantasy content, football stuff, good stuff going on, and be sure to follow me there all off-season long, as well as I go off on some tangents about sports in general, some things I like. We talk all kinds of topics at GetSportsInfo.com. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Dan Claskins. SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio on Saturday and Sunday mornings is where you get Fantastics Insider Football. Of course, during the season, we don't do the Sunday show. And I've only got two more episodes left. We'll hand it over to the baseball guys there. So this podcast, the only place you can hear me year-round and off-season. If you like the fantasy takes, I encourage you to stay with us. Just some scheduling notes. This will be our final full version podcast of the 2017 season, but we will be in with some quick hitters each week of the NFL playoffs, previewing those matchups as well as updating you on the latest news. We anticipate a very busy spinning of the coaching carousel once the season comes to an end. So we'll be using January really just to preview the playoff games, keep up with the headlines as we get through the Super Bowl and into February and in March. That's when we'll really start turning the page to next season. We'll have several podcasts between during the offseason, including a free agent special, a lot of draft previews for you. And then once we get into June or July, then we'll really start kicking it back up with several episodes and eventually going to weekly podcasts once we get into August again of next year. But more of that will develop. And it's really why you need to stay tuned to GetSportsInfo.com, as it is always evolving there. We will enjoy some downtime, though, as well, as football usually, as it does every year, kicked our butt this season. And yeah, hey, hopefully it helped you. Hopefully we helped guide you guys some fantasy championships. That's what it's all about. And I'm interested to know, I mean, did you win your fantasy league? If you listen to the podcast or you check out the rankings or you're out there asking questions on Twitter, maybe you're one of our email coach subscribers, let us know if you won, man, or how you fared in the league. Love to see if we were able to help you get over the top. Myself, wasn't a great season, not going to lie. I did make the playoffs in six of my eight leagues in which your entry fees involved there. Had three teams playing in week 16, but unfortunately, I was unable to secure any fantasy championships of my own this season. Now, I did win some money, had a couple nice weeks in DFS, and definitely did some stuff in as well with some of the other things going on with high weeks and scoring titles and other complimentary money in leagues here. But at the end of the day, not hoisting any trophies of my own, so I have to live vicariously through those I helped. So hopefully I did that. As I said, send me your info. I'd love to, if you got a picture of your trophy, whatever, on Twitter at Dan Claskins. You can email me as well, getsportsinfo@gmail.com. The week 16 wasn't really all that fun in terms of big performances. It was a rather low-scoring week across the board, but hopefully you had a little Todd Gurley. Looked like he led millions to some championships. I mean, you look at what he did during that playoff stretch there, and we're going to talk about him on the headlines here in a bit, but he just totally blew up in weeks 14 through 16, 123.1 PPR points scored, and that is the most of all time. according to some various articles I found out there during weeks 14 through 16. And so Todd Gurley, if you had him and you were in your fantasy playoffs, chances are you did indeed win. And, you know, maybe you weren't playing against Todd Gurley. Maybe you still had some hope. Deion Lewis did pretty good. Either way, hopefully for you, you played your playoffs during week's 16's championship was where you wanted it to be, because if not, week 17 is tough sledding, people. There is a reason that we scream from the top of the mountains about, hey, let's be sure to get those fantasy championships played in week 16, because you get to week 17, not only do you have teams that have wrapped things up and are now resting starters for the playoffs, but this is the time of year where, I mean, teams that are out of it and they've got an injured player, they're gonna let him go ahead and sit out this one. So a lot of dicey situations to roll out throughout there. We are going to roll through as many of those as we can a little bit later on this podcast. But, man, if you're still playing fantasy championships in week 17, let's start talking to your commissioner about changing that ASAP. If you're still not ready to hang it up on fantasy, I've got just what you need. It's the Get Sports Info Playoff Fantasy Challenge. It's a very fun Survivor-style game. We've done it for the past 5 or 6 years. Nice entry point there. A lot of great details. Plenty of cash prizes, and including a 2018 entry into the Kentucky Fantasy Football State Championship, one of our better regional events. You can come draft versus me and some of the top players in the entire country. We do them here in Cincinnati in August and Louisville as well, or you can do it online. It's the main event, and we'll be releasing some details on that. You want to stay tuned to my Twitter, at Dan Claskins, and be sure to check it out as well, at GetSportsInfo.com. We will launch that game over the weekend. And, of course, next week will be it. I also have a very few limited spots and some playoff drafts we're going to be doing. But, hey, we're not ready to hang up the season just yet. So plenty of fun ways to stay involved through January with your fantasy football playing there. And always fun ways to stay involved with the podcast. You know, we went through the schedule, but you hope you'll keep listening and engaging with us there. And I'm also going to be continuing to write good articles, recapping the season, starting to preview 2018. We'll be doing that year-round, all off-season long. You can get my work at Pro Football Focus, and I started that actually this week, looking back at basically some players that ruined your fantasy teams in 2017. My article, it's a free article, so it's not behind the paywall. You can get it there. I got the link on my Twitter. Just looking at the biggest fantasy disappointments of 2017. Now, sure, I understand some big names went down with injuries. I didn't put David Johnson or Odell Beckham on this list. Clearly, if they were hurt, you know, there's not a lot you can do about that. It was disappointing, but it wasn't the performance. But I did highlight seven players where injuries weren't the driving force. And I think that top name on that list had to be Mike Evans. I mean, easily. The most disappointing first-round pick of 2017. He scored just 5 times. It took him to week 16 to do it, but he finally delivered his first 100-yard game of the season. The Bucs wideout has finished inside the top 10 at the position in fantasy points only 5 times in 14 games in 2017. None inside the top 5. Conversely, he's not been among the top 25 receivers 6 times during that span. And yeah, Jameis Winston missed some time and played through a shoulder injury, and that had a ripple effect across the entire Tampa Bay offense. But Evans enters week 17 with 119 targets. That's 11th in the league. That's a big drop off from the 168 targets he led the league with a year ago. I think he'll be a nice bounce back candidate, to say the least, but I do expect Jameis Winston to get a little better, Evans to get a little better, and I think he'll end up providing that value. He was one of the 3 receivers I highlighted and 7 players in the article. You'll want to check it out at Pro Football Focus. Let's get into some of my lessons learned for this year, and that is the theme of the podcast today, our fantasy lessons learned. And I always think it's a good time of the year to reflect. I mean, you could come up with, you know, your ideas for next year in August, but by then, things that are fresh in your mind now, whether it's a player or a trend or just some thought you have, maybe it's a league rule change you would like to suggest. Whatever it is, the end of the season is the time to reflect, look at how you can improve your league, how you can improve yourself as a fantasy player, what takeaways and trends that you're going to have to do. I think all of it's to consider. Here were a few lessons learned that I carve out And I've been playing fantasy football since 1990. So to still be able to take lessons each year and apply them to get better as a fantasy player is important to the progress you make. But I say lesson number one from this year, don't believe what you hear. I definitely think that was the case with the Andrew Luck situation. He was a guy that at one point in my offseason rankings, I had him as QB4. And as the summer progressed and we continued not to see him on the field, we were led to believe by Jim Irsay and some of the Colts brass that, oh, he's going to be good, he's going to be good. But he slowly started dropping down the board. I didn't end up with a ton of shares of him. Did have him in a couple spots and definitely in some MFL 10s and stuff like that. But we never actually got him to see him on the field. And I think, you know, the don't believe what you hear could also apply to Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, we just assumed he was going to miss those six games. It came real close to him not missing any time at all. But he eventually did serve it. But at the end of the day, I mean, believe what you see with your eyes, not what you hear with your ears. Rookie running backs rule. It's going to be a big thing I take away from this season. I mean, we look at it and we're going to go through in a minute and look at the final leaderboard by position in fantasy points. But whether it was Alvin Kamara or Kareem Hunt, Leonard Fournette, Christian McCaffrey, all four of those guys delivered RB1 production. And right behind him, you had other contributors as well from that rookie class. Obviously, Dalvin Cook went down. Joe Mixon battled some injuries and was slow to get his call with the Bengals. But rookie running backs can produce. And, you know, 2 years ago, last year at this time, we were talking about Jordan Howard. We were talking, obviously, about Ezekiel Elliott. Year before that, it was Todd Gurley in the top five. So rookie runners, don't be afraid to go all in on them. Those that don't learn from history, doomed to repeat it. And this will be the third and final lesson we discuss here today on the podcast. But I think it comes to, you know, in a couple fronts here. I mean, we talk about it all the time, drafting quarterbacks early this year. It didn't work out again. And granted, Aaron Rodgers went down, but Drew Brees was mostly disappointing. Tom Brady, not terrible, but just didn't have those explosive numbers. And if you spent a second or third or fourth, even a fifth round pick on those guys, it didn't work out this time. And I also think the don't let history not teach you something goes to the point of injured players. And if you continue to draft guys that get hurt year in and year out, and then they get hurt, guess what, man? You did it to yourself. It's not bad luck, it's bad decisions. And this certainly spoke true with Jordan Reed again this year, the Redskins tight end, a fourth round pick there that definitely had some things going on. And Tyler Eifert, another player continuously injured. And once again this season, that held to be the case. And I definitely think when you draft injured players, you set yourself up for a tough road to battle. And I'm looking forward to it again this coming season to see how many guys go after these injured players. And you better believe it won't be me. Let's move on to some of the bigger storylines of 2017. New Year's right around the corner here. As I said, I'm coming at you here on December the 28th. And as we look back to this 2017 season, several storylines out there. I actually put it out on my Twitter at Dan Claskins, asking folks for what some of the biggest storylines were. And a variety of answers. A lot of them were more personalized to guys' leagues and stuff. But some of the most popular ones, the eight or so that I wanted to put on here. How about punting at tight end? That was a storyline. I mean, we talked about a couple front-end tight ends that were hurt again. Greg Olsen, who's usually Mr. Iron Man at the position, he went down with an injury. So, I mean, we were left without those front-end guys. And what it led to was really a whole lot lack of production at the position. I mean, if you didn't have Rob Gronkowski, Zach Ertz, Travis Kelce, most of the season, you were left just rolling the dice at the position. Those guys delivered, but many didn't. I think high-end wide receivers disappointing. I mean, Julio Jones wasn't terrible. Still number five wide receiver in standard scoring, number seven in PPR. He didn't live up to the hype. We already talked about Mike Evans. He didn't do it. I don't even think AJ Green was all that spectacular. So a lot of those front-end wide receiver ones weren't complete bust, but certainly didn't carry fantasy teams very far. I also think, we talked about the rookie running backs, whether it was Hunt or or Fournette or McCaffrey or Kamara all doing good. But really, to me, the story at running back was twofold. We talked about Todd Gurley, his run for the MVP, his fantasy championship stretch there that was just unbelievable. And then you also had the Saints running back duo. Working on that for next week at Pro Football Focus now. But, I mean, two top five fantasy running backs from the same team, I've never seen it. This has never been done. Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara were just that this year. I think the changing a guard at quarterback was interesting. We saw Brady sort of look human. Breeze take a step back. Obviously, Rodgers got hurt, but Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota, some young players that looked promising, really didn't live up to the hype this year. It was younger guys. Wentz, Carson Wentz in his second year, and Jared Goff in his second season really on the rise. And how about Deshaun Watson? I mean, coming out of nowhere, the rookie with probably the best four or five week stretch I've seen by a quarterback in all my years of fantasy before he suffered that devastating injury there in early November during practice, of all things. And I think the top storyline, as much as I hated it to talk about it this year, had to be the Ezekiel Elliott suspension, the Cowboys running back. I mean, it was on again, off again, it drug out all season. He finally then comes back for week 16, delivers an all right performance, but it was a storyline that really overshadowed this season from the draft season in August all the way through the fantasy championship, something that was continuously talked about. As we look back on the fantasy points and scoring, let's take a look at the final position leaderboard and go point by point, look at who finished inside the top 10 through the 16 weeks, and you might find some surprising names. At quarterback, Russell Wilson, Alex Smith, Cam Newton, Tom Brady, Kirk Cousins make up your top five there. None of us saw Alex Smith finishing as high as he did and ended up as the QB2 in this range. And definitely enjoying it there. The bottom 10, Roethlisberger, Wentz, Stafford, Goff, and Dak Prescott. Very interesting. Guys not in the top 10 include Philip Rivers at 11, Drew Brees at 12, Matt Ryan all the way down at 14, Derek Carr at 18. If you had hope for Mariota or Winston, we talked about them. QB17 and QB13 combined. Let's go on to the running back position. How many of them rookies came in as RB1s? Well, we know that Kareem Hunt finished atop all rookies, RB3. And actually, let's do the PPR scoring here. That's looking at the standard. But Kareem Hunt was actually RB4. Alvin Kamara, RB3. So there's two rookies. Kamara and Ingram, the teammates, 3 and 5. Gurley, RB1. And Lev Bell, RB2. 6 through 10 look like this. Melvin Gordon, LeSean McCoy, Christian McCaffrey, Leonard Fournette, Carlos Hyde. So looking for your back-end RB1s and PPRs, Jordan Howard as RB11. Duke Johnson, surprising, RB12 there in PPR formats. But once again, four of the top 10 are rookies. And with Dalvin Cook, the other rookie, my favorite rookie of the bunch, getting hurt, it could have been even better than that. Ezekiel Elliott, second-round pick in many cases. He goes to RB14 is where he finished on the season, so he delivered about what we expect. Some disappointments. How about Devontae Freeman, RB15, DeMarco Murray, RB17. And you go down to Marshawn Lynch. Did we take a chance on him? And he did, RB25. Isaiah Crowell, third-round pick, RB27. Jay Ajayi, just RB29, didn't really deliver on his promise as well. Let's go over to that wide receivers, look at your top 10 on the leaderboard there. And DeAndre Hopkins ruled the world in terms of fantasy points. And, you know, Antonio Brown right there with him at the top. Brown, of course, getting hurt and missing the last couple games of the regular season here won't help his cause. Keenan Allen, Larry Fitzgerald, and Michael Thomas rounding out your top five. 6 through 10, Tyreek Hill, Jarvis Landry, Julio Jones, Adam Thielen, A.J. Green. So there's Jones and Green, guys we talked about disappointing a little bit, but they'd still finish in the top 10, so we'll take it. Devontae Adams, even though he only played 14 games, and Marvin Jones, you're 11 and 12. So Brandon Cooks, wide receiver 14, Doug Baldwin, wide receiver 16, Mike Evans, wide receiver 17, some of them early guys not to deliver very well. Dez Bryant, wide receiver 20, T.Y. Hilton, he suffered without Andrew Luck all the way down at wide receiver 25, and I think Amari Cooper, probably the most disappointing of the bunch, along with Jordy Nelson, finishing wide receiver 42 and 43, respectfully. You can read about those guys, of course, in my Pro Football Focus article there as well. Real quick look at the tight end. Who were the top 10 fantasy tight ends this season? Well, Travis Kelce, Rob Gronkowski, and Zach Ertz were the top three, followed up by Evan Ingram, Delanie Walker, Jimmy Graham. 4 through 6, 7 through 10 was Jack Doyle, Kyle Rudolph, Jason Witten, and Cameron Brait. A couple surprising names there. Players that didn't finish inside that top 10. Not really any big surprises there, but you know, we saw Hunter Henry come in at tight end 13 there. Didn't really deliver on his hype. Really, outside of that, not a lot of glaring names or surprises. Obviously, Jordan Reed was tight end 35, having only played in 6 games. So that didn't work out very well for his owners. All right, let's talk about week 17, man. It's a crazy week. We'll wrap it up here with what advice we can give you. Still a few days out. You're going to have to pay attention all the way through Sunday here. It is one of the more interesting slates I can remember because there are no primetime games. No Thursday games, no Saturday games, no Sunday games on Sunday night, that is. No Monday night games. All 16 games will be played either at 1 o'clock or 4:25 Eastern on Sunday. And it's interesting because we have 7 games going off in the 1 o'clock Eastern time slot on Sunday, 9 games in that 4:25 slot, an unprecedented 9 games. Can't even get all of them into the DirecTV channel, mix channel there. But of the games in the league that involve, there's only 3 games out of the entire 16-game slate where neither team has any playoff implications. That comes Green Bay at Detroit, Houston at Indianapolis, and Washington at the Giants, all played at 1 o'clock. Now, there are teams that are resting starters, things that have already been clinched. We know that Kansas City, no matter what happens, they will be the 4 seed in the AFC. And we know Jacksonville will be the 3 seed. So, Pat Mahomes has already been named the starter there in Kansas City. And Jacksonville saying they're not going to rest players, but I'm not really buying into it. So, let's take you through the Week 17 slate, the news you need to know. I think the biggest stories we head towards Sunday, the Chargers obviously in a must-win game here. Melvin Gordon, what's his status going to be? He's trying to play through this ankle. He was apparently, allegedly, in a walking boot over the holiday weekend. Didn't practice on Wednesday. Coming at you a little early on Thursday. But if he's out, it'll be real interesting to see. Will it be Brandon Oliver? Austin Eckler could get back in the mix. He's dealing with a broken hand, but still practicing there. I like Brandon Oliver there. I think if you get stuck in a spot, he could be a top 25 running back this week. I think another interesting story is what's going to come of this Tennessee backfield. Mike Mularkey just is dead set in that DeMarco Murray has to remain involved. It's killed this entire backfield all season. Murray, a huge disappointment. Derrick Henry just hasn't given that chance. We're waiting for that full workload, and now they're going to talk about maybe playing DeMarco Murray through a sprained MCL. Please, DeMarco Murray, just sit yourself out of your misery for at least 1 week here. Tennessee still with a chance at a playoff spot potentially here. But it'd be real nice to see Murray sit because then we can fully endorse Henry as a RB1. But once again, the Mike Mularkey DeMarco Murray headache lingers for another week. Other running back news, Joe Mixon, ankle issue, finally got over that concussion. It's been all Gio Bernard down the stretch here, and I like to keep Gio in there as an RB2 if the Bengals decide to sit the rookie. And Andy Reid, as we talked about, confirming Patrick Mahomes will start in place of Alex Smith this week, and they're going to really just limit a lot of their key players here. So we'll get a good look at Mahomes. How much Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, and these other guys' plays remains to be seen. I'd expect it to be little. And as expected, Sean McVay, even though the Rams could still finish as the 4 seed or the 3 seed, so it doesn't matter to him. He's hosting a home playoff game. He can't get a bye. So he's already said Todd Gurley and Jared Goff won't play at all this week against the Niners. And you could also expect a lot of other key players to be sitting. But Malcolm Brown, Justin Davis, Lance Dunbar, what's that Rams backfield going to look like? Who knows? I'd say Malcolm Brown's my best guess at it. Meanwhile, Doug Marrone says he plans to play all his guys in Week 17. This, regardless of the fact Jacksonville's already locked into that 3 seed. Can't move up, can't move down. I still find it very tough to believe if Leonard Fournette gives it a go or not. Other key injuries of things of note, Evan Ingram dealing with a ribs issue. His status definitely in question here. Jordy Nelson's shoulder didn't practice on Wednesday. And Davante Adams remains in the league's concussion protocol. Cameron Brait didn't practice through his back injury. Mike Gillisley, and Rex Burkhead also remained sidelined for the Patriots there. We don't know if the Raiders are going to get injured wide receiver Michael Crabtree on the field. He's dealing with a hamstring issue. Emmanuel Sanders didn't play last week with an ankle issue. Why rush him back? I mean, the season's over. Just let him call it a season. And those are just among some of the key injuries we're going to be following for you up to Sunday. You want to check out my rankings for the week? I'll be updating them. You can get them exclusively at Pro Football Focus. And, of course, you can always hit me up with your Twitter questions at Dan Klaskins. That puts the 2017 season in the bags for us as far as the fantasy season. And this will be our final podcast of the year. But I'll be back next week kicking off 2018. And as I said, in January, it'll just be real quick hitter previews of the games that week, keeping you up with the headlines as we switch over into our off-season coverage. Be sure to follow the podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Get it anytime at GetSportsInfo.com. That's all the time I have for today. Thanks for listening. As always, best of luck if you're playing for anything meaningful in Week 17, and I wish each and every one of you a safe and happy New Year. We'll see you next time around right here on the Get Sports Info Podcast. Get sports.